This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Holy ostrich milk here. Limits. Look at this. Mike Jones from The Athletic. I think he's really good covering the NFL. How much does every NFL owner want to win? A team-by-team breakdown of their efforts. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A limitless wonder?
Curious how they judge this.
Well, he says, laying the foundation. And every owner, he says, professes a desire to build a winning franchise, but not everyone truly cares about winning as much as they would have you believe. And very few understand what it actually takes, writes Mike Jones. If we were to construct a want-to-win meter, which category would team owners be based in based on track record and the moves of this offseason? Willing to do what it takes to win? Content to compete? Trying to get it right or stuck in struggle mode? Where do you think he has the Steelers' limits? He starts out with contention mode.
Oh, boy.
He's got five teams whose owners are in contention mode. Are the Steelers in there, yes or no?
I don't think they are.
Did Mike Jones put him in there?
I don't think so, no.
You don't think he did,
no,
huh?
No, I don't.
You're right, he didn't.
He really tried to sway me, though.
Baltimore, Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City, and Philly.
They're not in the same stratosphere as those teams right now.
Well, he's not saying who's the best teams. He's saying which owners are either most willing, most able, are in it to win it. Okay? The next group is owners, quote, willing to do what it takes to win. Is Art in that category limits? Because about 8 teams are.
I'm going to say no.
You're right. He's not in that one either. Green Bay, Chargers, Rams, Dolphins.
What?
Vikings, Niners, Bucks, and Commanders.
Big pop for the Ross family.
Next category, Mike Jones, NFL owners who are, quote, content to compete. Is he in that category limit?
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh.
Arizona, Cincinnati, and New Orleans. 3 teams content to compete. The next category, trying to get it right. Is Art Rooney in that category for The Athletic?
Yeah.
Wrong.
I think I took the wrong approach to that last topic, hearing the teams that were in it, like the Saints and stuff like that. Yeah, that would not fit the Steelers' mold. I'm going to say no, he's not in this category.
Yes, I already said that. Trying to get it right is Carolina, Chicago, Denver, Houston, the Raiders, Patriots, and Seahawks.
I think the Houston Texans have done a pretty decent job of getting it right.
And I value your opinion. The last category is stuck in struggle mode.
Oh, they're definitely in that category.
Wow. The Falcons, the Browns, the Cowboys, Colts, Jags, Giants, Jets, Titans, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This man, Mike Jones, who I want you to call immediately after this segment, is the first person I've seen, I think, acknowledge something like this.
What's the name of the category again?
The name of the category is Stuck in Struggle Mode.
Stuck in Struggle Mode.
The name of the story is How Much Does Every NFL Owner Want to Win? A team-by-team breakdown of their efforts. So for the Steelers, and they're sandwiched around the Jets and Titans, he says the Rooney family-owned Steelers are a well-respected organization, and Mike Tomlin commands respect as a leader. But, says Jones, the Steelers have failed to evolve and modernize their methods for running a franchise, and as a result, they remain in search of their first playoff victory since the 2016 season. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Because I think there's mass delusion in the national media. Congrats to this guy, Limits. Get him on the phone, would you please?
I'm going to try to send him a message here on Twitter.
Ben Charrington.
Oh, it won't let me. It says I need to be verified. Thanks, Twitter.
Pomp will pay for you to be verified.
I think you should. No, actually, I don't.
Ben Charrington was asked about this whole topic that has arose this week of the possibility of trading Paul Skeens. As I mentioned earlier, I could ask Ben Charrington. I could say to him, hello, Ben, how are you? And a half hour later, after a PhD dissertation, I still wouldn't know how he was. He's never answered a question in one sentence. Let's hear his answer to this one.
All right, so I was distracted by something that I saw on Twitter. Could you please repeat whatever that was so that I don't fall into early onset Malzahn disease?
Well, now I'm curious what you were distracted by.
Andy Lindberg has written a story. Do you believe Brett? He tells Joe Starkey and Austin Bechtold he swears he saw Aaron Rodgers walking out of a Strip District hotel this morning. And the picture of Rodgers is his like giving a side eye with his eyes just looking huge, popping out of his head.
It's a picture of Rodgers.
Not
from
down
a,
there.
Yeah, stock picture.
A stock picture, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we had Brett call. I'm going to ask Donnie. Donnie's coming in. I don't want to cost Donnie any more time here. So Ben Charrington's answer when asked about the possibility of trading Skeens.
Here it is.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
He didn't go on there.
That's it. Nope. Nothing else.
The shortest answer of Ben Charrington's career. Do we agree on that?
Yes.
He was asked if the idea of trading Skeens ability played again limits.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
Wow.
Short and simple. To the point. Done.
We'll get back to that. Chandler, he really never gave an answer, honestly. He just said, you know, getting AAA hitters out, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Who knows when Chandler could be here? Maybe it's a financial thing. And maybe it's just that the team stinks, or maybe they do legitimately need to see more. I don't know, but I'd like to see him very shortly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.